We're here until 12 noon with a version of the John Williams Show. You'll recognize some of the voices, but a slightly different format as we are in, as one of the guys just said, hockey heaven. And sitting next to me is Tony Esposito. Hi, Tony. Nice to see you. How are you, John?
A pleasure to be here and seeing all the people. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I was just remarking to the guys, I'm amazed. Maybe you're not, but it just seems to me it's amazing how many fans there are, how much support they have for the organization. Even after last season, there's just such a nice buzz in this room right now.
Well, we had a letdown last year. We have to bounce back because, you know, sooner or later it catches its toll on you. But the loyal fans are all here, and they're doing a great job, and we're having a lot of fun this weekend.
You look terrific, by the way.
Thank you, John.
Look at that. You've got the blue and black check jacket on with a multicolor tie and a brilliant green pocket square.
Italian tie.
Is that an Italian
from
tie?
Italy.
Yeah. Well, I would expect as much from you.
I'm Italian boy.
You know, I was reading your Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Have you read your Wikipedia page?
You're out of my league now.
Wikipedia is this website, and it tells you about things.
Okay.
And for those of us who aren't great hockey fans, you know, I didn't grow up playing hockey, so I was reading up on you. This is the story of you.
Okay.
You want to know what it says?
It's all bad on that.
Okay. There's a couple of things in reading up about you I wanted to ask you about, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. It says you first played in the NHL for the Montreal Canadiens during the 1968-1969 season.
Yes.
So far, so good.
Yes.
They traded you because they had plenty of goaltenders back then.
Well, the reason I ended up in Chicago, they had this thing that a lot of people don't know about. It was called a reverse draft. Montreal finished first. Okay. Chicago finished last. So they had to make players available for the lower teams.
Right.
And they had a choice to protect me or Gump Worsley, who was a veteran 35-year-old goalie.
Gump Worsley.
So they picked this 35-year-old goalie to protect.
And let go of a guy who would eventually be not only in the Hall of Fame, but listed as one of the 100 greatest hockey players of all time.
Yes.
So you're kind of like to the Canadiens what Babe Ruth is to the Boston Red Sox.
Well, everybody makes mistakes in pro sports. But I was lucky because I didn't want to end up playing over in Montreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tax situation was just brutal.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Oh,
the
yeah.
tax situation? So if you were a hockey player then in Canada, they'd take more of your pay than if you'd come to the U.S.?
Well, Quebec had their own provincial tax or state tax, which was big. And then I ended up with 50 cents on the dollar.
It's funny because I didn't think hockey players got paid that much back then anyway, that you'd be in such a high tax. Maybe that was all the more reason to worry about
that. I was
happy
to get to Chicago. Another reason I love Chicago is because my brother played here for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I came down from college and visited with him and got to know people.
Here in Chicago.
So it was perfect.
Well, here's what it says. So I'm back to this Wikipedia thing about you. Listen to this. You may know some of this. It says, the first NHL start for you was against the Boston Bruins, which were then led by your brother, Phil. So your first game, you're the goaltender. And coming at you in your first NHL game is your brother. Yeah. It says, the game ended in a 2-2 tie in which Phil scored both goals for Boston.
Yes.
But Tony made 33 saves. What a day that must have been for you guys.
Well, I was a little aggravated or pissed off.
Why? Because you didn't get the win or because it was your brother that scored the goals?
Well, a combination. Speaking of that,
I don't mean to bring up bad stories. I thought this was a sweet story.
My mother never talked to my brother for 2 weeks after that.
She was mad.
Yeah.
Well, what's he going to do? What's he going to do, right?
Try to score. That's
well, who was a better... So were you a better goaltender or was he a better goal scorer?
Well,
overall,
we're both in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
But Phil was a dynamic player.
Yeah. And well, you were too. In fact, here's another cool thing about you. It says here that you invented the butterfly save.
Well, at that time, you can't play goal like that, according to all the experts.
Oh, they discouraged you from flopping like that?
Well, the press.
Really? They thought it didn't look manly enough or something?
No, they just thought that you can't play goal and go down to the ice all the time and all that stuff.
Really?
They thought that you had to be squared to the puck and stand there.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. We've all seen the videos.
Well, that doesn't work.
So did it come naturally to you? I mean, did
you? Yeah, I picked up on this when I was young, and I just started to change the game. I thought it should be.
Well, the following season, you posted the lowest goals against average, 1.77 goals against average. Again, I don't know a lot about hockey, but that sounds pretty good.
Well, less than 2 goals a game against you, so you got a good chance to win a lot of games.
Yeah, no kidding. And then it goes on to say you wore number 35.
Yes.
And that you were notably superstitious. Are you still superstitious, or was that just when players get in a groove and they want to keep things going a certain way?
My preparation was always the same. So I had keys to get me ready for the game.
Like what?
You know, like my equipment set down and all this. And
it said you would become upset if the hockey sticks were crossed in front of you.
No, they just, nobody touched my equipment.
Yeah, right.
I got the mean on if you touched my equipment. Those kind of things.
You got the mean on.
You know what I mean.
It's funny, though, because, you know, when I watch hockey, and I feel the same way about maybe a goaltender in soccer. They are, I guess, maybe the most important person on the field or on the ice at that time. But they are the least engaged player. You know, everybody else is skating up and down. They're taking blows after 2 minutes. You got to stand there and sort of be focused for 2 hours. Did you wish that your position had more to do, or did you like the role and how it was played?
Well, in hockey, goaltenders are much more active than in soccer because you could be 30, 40 chances a game. And the thing that I found out, which I didn't like, but I had to play goal because that's where I excelled, was that every time you screwed up, the puck was in the net. And some nights you didn't have it, cost you the game. But what you try to do is for, you know, you have a bad game, and then you save a couple of games for them, where you make the big save to win it for them.
Yeah.
So it balances off, and hopefully you have a lot better good games than bad games.
Sometimes you're the hero, sometimes you're the goat.
Yes.
What has it been like for you? Tony Esposito's with us on WGN. This is John Williams. We're at the 11th annual Blackhawks Convention. We're on WGN Radio, and we broadcast every single one of them. They've done 11 of these, and boy, they do them really well. What's it been like for you to watch the Blackhawks go through their Stanley Cup sweep in the last decade?
Well, I just really enjoyed it. The thing I enjoy is the competitiveness of the playoffs. Unfortunately, last year we didn't make the playoffs, so there was a big gap there. But I love that competitiveness, and then get to the next round. Then you play for all the marbles. That's what I really enjoy.
I think there's nothing like playoff hockey.
Yeah.
Playoff
sport, it's so much more intense.
I agree with you on that, but I'm telling you because I think I know about what I speak because I don't know hockey. I know Blackhawks. I've been with the radio station and the organization for a while, so I know that much. But it seems to me like for a casual fan or somebody who's not even a fan of hockey, playoff hockey has a certain energy, a certain excitement that brings more people in. It's just, I don't know, the checks seem harder, the skating seems faster. It just seems so much more exciting.
Well, it is really more intense. And then you're playing a team in the playoffs. You know, you could be playing them 7 times because it's 4-7 series.
Yeah.
So by the last couple of games, you're ready to frothing at the mouth. You're ready to bite their necks, you know?
No, I don't know, Tony. I've never had a job like that.
But that's how the intensity builds.
Hey, we have a nice little crowd here. Let them hear on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
As Tony, I thought it was me, but it's maybe him. But as we talk, more and more people are stopping and standing by.
Well, they're all having fun, enjoying themselves, and I could see that young lady over there. She was out last night, her and her girlfriend. I could tell.
Well, it's 10:21 on WGN. Let's do this. Griff said take a break. If any of you want to ask Tony a question or say hi, I don't know, do we have time for maybe a quick question for Tony? Oh, do you have another minute, Tony, after a quick commercial break? All right, let's pause here, and if you want to say hi to Tony, you can. I'm John Williams. This is WGN. Tony Esposito's with us for just a couple more minutes. Then Doma T will do the news back in the WGN Radio newsroom. We're at the Blackhawks convention, the downtown Hilton in Chicago. Ernie's got the mic over there. Hey, Ernie, who are we talking to? Hello there, young man.
Hi, I'm Wesley. I live in Mundelein. What is the most fun team to play?
Against, you mean? Like?
Yeah, against.
Yeah, if you could, you got to play one more game, Tony. Who do you want to play? I think I know the answer to this.
I would like to probably play Boston Bruins or Montreal Canadiens.
Not bad choices.
They're fun. They're original six.
Yeah, well, I figured that, but not Detroit, huh?
Well, when I played against Detroit, they were sort of lousy for 20 years.
So that wasn't a great rivalry for you back then?
No, because they never made the playoffs.
Front
10 years in a row.
Thank you for that question, by the way. You speak nicely, too.
Yes, young man. Thank you.
Front page of the Chicago Tribune sports section today. Goaltender Corey Crawford reaches out to connect with the fans as he's introduced. As goes the goaltender, so goes the team. And Corey's still not back. And the mystery is we don't know exactly why, just an upper body injury. I don't know. What are your thoughts about all of that?
Well, he's got issues. I mean, everybody knows. They read the article. I don't know. I think that it's... I don't know if it's concussion-related or whatever, but...
What kind of protective gear did you wear when you were tending goal?
What's that? What's protective gear? I just wore just a... Sort of like the face mask that you see in Jason and
the Halloween movies or whatever.
And when you got hit with the puck, it was like, I don't know if it had ever happened to you.
No, it has not.
Have you ever been sucker punched?
No.
Well, that's what it feels
like. I've led a soft life. And and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. You must have suffered some concussions in your day.
What are concussions? I don't know.
How
headaches? Yeah, I had lots of headaches.
Headaches, really? No kidding. And you played through them, huh?
Sure, I never missed a game. I just kept playing.
Well, you were obviously talented and skilled, and maybe a little lucky too.
I was in a couple of games where I was a little bit of an echo chamber.
No kidding.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the protocols are different these days, and the protective gear is too. Whatever it is that's ailing Corey, man, we hope that, you know, you hope two things for Corey Crawford. You hope for his health. Whatever it is that is ailing him, you hope that this man heals, gets better, is a well person. And then you hope he's able to play hockey again and play it as well as he did before.
Well, I got it backwards.
Yeah, you just wanted to get back on the ice.
Well, we need him, and we also need Cam Ward, the other goalie we got from Carolina.
Yeah.
Because it's a two-goalie system today.
Yeah.
One guy can't carry the whole load, I don't think.
Tony Esposito did in his day. How about a round of applause for number 35? Tony, nice to see you. Thanks for coming
Great
by.
Great to be here. And John, you're a gentleman. And I have enjoyed it.
I have too. What an interesting guy and what a fun conversation. Tony O, it's 10:28. This is WGN. The news is coming up next.